Okay, so as many of you may know, I present radio shows on the internet on a station called oneradio.org. You may have heard of it. And looking through the digital spy forums, one of my mates highlighted an article for me, or a forum post, which is titled Vanity, in inverted commas, Internet Radio Stations, Does Anyone Listen? And I'll read you what the first post was. I won't bother reading you in the wall. But it's, he says, this is Wireless Wanderer, whoever he is. He says, I've always wondered about these vanity-type radio stations where they let anyone present a show, e.g. oneradio.org or reachonair.com. Sorry about my phone there. Do they have genuine listeners, or is it just mates listening to each other? Now, as someone who does this and enjoys doing it, it's an interesting question, because I admit that the listening figures that these internet stations don't get, because there's only a certain amount, there's a finite number of people that will listen to internet radio in that, or those types of internet radio stations, and the numbers of them are so great that bidding for those few listeners is hard. It is very hard, and I've done shows without any listeners at all. I just gave up and just shoved a playlist on, but that's not the point. It has happened to me in the past, and I try and make my shows interesting enough that people come back to them and want to continue listening to them. But this post made it interesting about the whole is it just mates listening, because I post links to my show on both Facebook and Twitter and all of those kind of things, but my mates don't necessarily listen to me. And why should they? My mates have to put up with me in real life. Why would they want to put up with me presenting a radio show, being the pretentious idiot that I am? I admit that. But that's what I mean. It's, yes. Yes, listen numbers aren't great, but some of them are genuine listeners. I wouldn't consider the people that listen to my radio show. Some of them are obviously mates. Some of them I have met through doing internet radio, and I would now class them in my friends category. They are friends on Facebook. Of me, actually, not. They don't like my page. But whether... I've completely lost my trail of thought now. But yes, but a number of my listeners are just other DJs that present other shows, or other radio presenters, on One Radio, listening to each other's shows. That's what it's all about. It's all about a community, and yes, we try and encourage people to come in, but ultimately we support ourselves. And people do online radio for a variety of different reasons. Some may be because, well, I simply enjoy talking to myself. That's a reason, and that's a fair enough reason. Another one might be, and certainly one for me, is that I want to do this professionally. So as much practice and experience and idea-making opportunities as I can is great, because it means that I can do radio shows, I record them, and then I'll listen to them back. And then I go, oh no, that was quite good actually, I like that, I might do that again. Oh no, that was a bit rubbish, I won't do that again. And all about learning for yourself how you sound. That's an important thing. Sorry about the rain in the background, it's really loud. We just put up a gazebo, which makes the rain appear to be about 10 times louder. So that's another reason. Another reason is, well, I simply enjoy it. I simply enjoy it, and to be honest, that is a perfectly good reason for someone to do a radio show. They may not. They may have no more than 5 listeners. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. I have no problem with that. But on One Radio, you get a page that you look at when you're presenting your show, and it shows you the number of current listeners you've got and the number of total listeners you've had. So that counts everyone who's literally just popped in for a second. So it's popped in and popped out again. And how many connections the server has had. And where my current listener figure stays, around about 10 to 20-ish people, my total number of listeners can be easily up to 50. Which, that's 50 people, potentially, if it's not someone that's just clicking the link over and over again. That's 50 people, potentially, that have heard me, or heard part of me, or heard part of my show. And I think that's pretty damn good. For someone that hardly anyone has heard of, I'm in the 4th result on Google for my name. That's not really saying anything, but I think it's worth noting. I shall link to the form if you want to view it down wherever it is on Audioboo. I've no idea. And thank you very much, and goodbye!